This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Chris Wiley, the director of the Roseburg Public Library. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So the library, give us an update as to where things stand, what's going on, and what's not happening right now.
Yeah, a lot of things aren't happening, but some things are. We remain closed as far as the building to the public as we sort of figure out what our next step is. We're reconfiguring some of the furniture. We're going to be adding plexiglass at the front desk. We don't have a date when we will reopen, but we are taking some steps to ensure that everyone, staff, volunteers, and the public, have a great experience and a safe experience when they do come back.
So for people that are educating kids at home and just all the things that are not happening right now, should bring the opportunity for parents to encourage kids to read and access more things from the library.
Absolutely. And one of the wonderful things that we've been given access to are some great electronic books. Some vendors, some publishers have just opened up their collections. You don't need any kind of library card to access them. And we have a list on our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org, and you go to Library Resources, and you see an entire list, a lot of audiobooks as well as physical books that are meant to be used with devices, a computer or a smartphone or a tablet. But these are proprietary materials that we wouldn't have access to any other way in other times. So I really want to encourage parents and caregivers and educators to take a look at those and share them with students. They're really focused on young folks. There are, of course, materials for adults there as well.
Are you still doing the distributions on Thursday?
Absolutely. We have drive-up pickup service every Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. How that works is folks go on to the library catalog, and that is at roseburgpubliclibrary.org. You can scroll down and see accessing catalog. Click there, log in with your account, place items on hold. You can also call us. We're happy to do that piece for you. Give us a call at 541-492-7050. 492-7050. We get everything ready for Thursday. We have them checked out to you because we don't want to work with cards. We want people to stay in their vehicles. Starting at 3 o'clock, we open up the doors. Folks drive up to the main door from Fowler Street, from the east side of the library, and they get in a long line. And then one at a time, we take materials out to them. We like to put them in the trunk, but we know that's not always the case, the possibility. So we do put them on carts and roll them up beside your window, and you can roll your window down and grab them. So it's really a grab-and-go situation. You don't have to get out of your vehicle. We're wearing masks and gloves. We encourage everybody who participates to wear masks and gloves as well. And we have a drop-off cart that you don't have to get out of your car for unless it's raining, and then we don't have that out. Our regular book drop, which is just beside the mural at the near the front door, is open 24/7 so folks can return materials. They don't have to. We understand there are all kinds of situations with folks right now. But if you're able, we ask that you do, because a lot of those materials have holds on them and someone else is waiting for them. So if you get a chance, drop them off. But no problem if you can't till we reopen.
How is that going? I mean, are you getting good response to the drive-through library, essentially?
We are. We didn't know what to expect when we started it. And once folks got the news, we have seen a real uptick. Our highest dates have been 93 vehicles. And we count vehicles as bikes, because we have a couple of people who come on bikes, too. Last week, we had 89 different vehicles in those 3 hours. The first hour is really very steady, and it drops off. I encourage people, if they don't want to wait at all, come after 4 o'clock. We're hanging out till 6. We're at the front doors, and we're ready to serve you.
So as people come up, then should they call or text and say, okay, this is who I am, and I'm driving this kind of vehicle, that kind of thing?
Yeah, what happens when you drive up enter from the Fowler Street side on the east side of the library, and there's signs saying, please keep your windows up, come forward. There's chalk markings with arrows and a sign that says stop. And to your left, right beside the library, is a sign that gives a phone number that we want people to call. We understand that everybody has cell phones, so we do have some people who roll down the window, yell their name. It's very hard to hear at Jackson and Diamond Lake Boulevard intersection. So it's great to have the phone, but we work with everybody so we can really accommodate whatever situation you're in.
What is it like to be in the library facility right now with you and the other staff, any of the volunteers that are in there doing things? It would seem almost a little surreal to have that and then not have folks inside.
It is. That's a great word for it. And to be clear, we don't have any volunteers in the building. We have no volunteers for their safety. It's just a few staff members. We have Aurora Oberg, our youth services librarian, circulation supervisor Liz Hendershot, our rare AmeriCorps participant Katie Fisher, and we just brought on our summer reading program aide Alexa Ligon. And so it's just that's the crew who's working right now. It is quiet, and that's not what the library is supposed to be. That's certainly not the culture that I want a public library to be. We have this beautiful building, amazing collections, and great programs scheduled, and we can't wait to get back to some new normal for us where we're able to have people come back in.
Interesting to think about all the things you've talked about in terms of interacting with the customers of the library, and much like a lot of the retail outlets, things that you're going to have to get installed before you can reopen. I'm guessing a lot of people hadn't really thought about that for the library.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I had a meeting, an online meeting with library directors from around the state and the state librarian, and she's helped craft some guidelines for us. And she started with the retail guidelines. We're not retail, but with a public building, there are some similarities in how we work with the general public. She has that list of guidelines at the governor's office. She has a liaison there, and we'll be hearing a little bit more. There were 70 library directors from around the state on that phone call. We're all eager and really focused on getting back to public library service. That's why we're in the business, work with people, and having a darkened front desk is not an ideal situation by any stretch. But it has given us a little time to work on the collection. People will see a little bit different look when they go into the stacks, when they come back. We've been very busy ensuring that they have a great experience when they do come back here.
And if people want to get signed up to get something tomorrow with the drive-through, give them the phone number again or tell them how to access it online.
Right. They can access their account online at rosebergpubliclibrary.org. You can scroll down. There's a link that says access the catalog here. You can also call us at 541-492-7050. And 492-7050, we're happy to help you through that process and make sure all you have to do is drive up tomorrow between 3 and 6.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.